Owner calls to check on his car. What information should he give?
Test 1 can be found in Appendix A of the study guide, starting on page 80.
Section Directions. Listen carefully to the recording and then answer the questions. For each question, choose the best answer and mark it on your answer sheet.
Number 1.
Can't believe how cold it is, Ahmed.
Come on, Salah. Why are you surprised? This is winter, isn't it?
Yeah, but it doesn't usually get this cold so early in the winter. After all, it's only November.
Maybe you're right. I forget from year to year. It does seem colder than last year at this time.
It sure is. I remember last year in the second week of November, we went to a park for a picnic. I took a jacket, but it turned out I didn't need it at all.
Was that when your uncle was here to visit?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, it was. I think you came with us that day, didn't you?
No, I remember that you invited me and I intended to come, but at the last minute something came up and I couldn't make it.
Was that the time your friend was in an accident?
Uh-huh. His father called and asked me to check on him at the hospital and let him know how he was.
Wasn't his father in town?
No, he was on a business trip to Bahrain.
How did he know about the accident?
His called him in an absolute tizzy. She was crying and could hardly talk, she was so upset. He tried to calm her down. When he couldn't get through to the hospital, he called me and asked me to check on his son's condition and let him know.
I don't remember any of that. In fact, I don't think you ever told me about it.
Yes, I did. Don't you remember when Khalid had his left leg in a cast?
Oh, Khalid is the one who was in an accident? I guess I did know about that after all. Just wasn't putting two and two together.
As usual.
Number 1.
When does conversation take place?
Number 2.
What does Ahmed mean when he says, I forget from year to year?
In number 3.
Didn't Ahmed go to the picnic?
In number 4.
What does Ahmed mean when he says that Khalid's mother called her husband in an absolute tizzy?
Number 5.
What does he mean by saying, just wasn't putting two and two together?
Thing number 2.
The turkey.
It's great. I haven't had turkey for a long time, probably since last year about this time.
Do you come here often?
No, not really. The food is great, but it's definitely on the expensive side. How about you?
I feel pretty much the same way. I come here mainly for special occasions, maybe to treat a close friend or to celebrate an occasion.
Guess we're in the same boat then.
In number 6.
When does conversation take place?
In number 7.
What do you think of the food?
Number 8.
Last speaker mean by saying, guess we're in the same boat then.
Thing number 3.
I'd like to assign an experiment for your lab session tomorrow morning. Please look at page 117 in the lab manual.
Which page?
Page 117. Is everyone with me? Okay. Skip the material at the top of the page for the first experiment. But beginning just below the middle of the page, read the procedures for the second experiment. You'll see a list of all the chemicals needed for that experiment at the top of the next page. Please be extremely careful with the hydrochloric acid. If handled carelessly, it can be very dangerous, as you already know.
Will you be in the lab in case we don't understand something?
No, the lab assistant will be there. He is quite capable of giving you any assistance you need. Remember, be precise in following the procedures step by step, and also in the measurements.
I have trouble understanding the assistant sometimes. He doesn't explain things well. And besides that, he mumbles.
I assure you, he has an excellent understanding of chemistry. Be patient with him, and if you don't understand what he says, just ask him to repeat it. Any further questions? No? Okay, fine. I'll see you again for Wednesday's lecture here.
Number 9.
teacher and the students.
In number 10.
What page number did the teacher ask the students to turn to?
In number 11.
Teacher tell the students to handle hydrochloric acid.
In number 12.
Be in the lab with the students tomorrow.
In number 13.
The teacher tell the students to be precise about.
In number 14.
Teacher advise them to do if they don't understand the lab assistant.
Number 4.
For the new Lamborghini Concept S, isn't it beautiful?
It sure is. When are you going to buy me one?
Give me a buzz right after the 12th of never. That's when my ship comes in.
Number 15.
The first speaker buy a Lamborghini for the second speaker.
Recording number 5.
I do hate winter. It's absolutely miserable.
Oh, it doesn't have to be. At least not all the time. I love to curl up to a nice fire and sip a ginger tea. Makes me feel as snug as a bug in a rug.
Number 16.
Second speaker mean by the last comment. Makes me feel as snug as a bug in a rug.
Number 6.
Have you been teaching?
Right at 33 years now. 33 years and 2 months.
Have you always taught here at this university?
No, I taught at a community college in my hometown before I came here. Taught there for 8 years. Seemed like forever, but I really liked it there.
Why did you like it there? I'm guessing it probably wasn't the pay or the workload.
You're right about that. But I liked the kind of students we had, and I particularly liked the chairman in my department. He was super, both professionally and on the personal social level.
What are students here? They're about the same, aren't they?
Well, they're okay. In fact, they're good, but somehow they don't have the same level of energy and drive. Their ambition is a bit wobbly, I'd say.
How's your department chairman here? He's quite well known.
Again, you're right about that. In fact, he's known internationally because of his publications, especially dealing with forensic psychology. No doubt about his excellent credentials. However, on the personal level, I'd have to say he has all the virtues I dislike and none of the vices I admire.
Number 17.
Anniversary of Issa's 33 years of teaching.
Number 18.
Says that his chairman at the community college was super. What does he mean by that?
In number 19.
Say about the students where he is teaching now.
In number 20.
Personally think about his department chairman at the university.
End of the listening section.
Class 2 can be found in Appendix B of the study guide, starting on page 101.